Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a very interesting report that has just come out. And for many of you listening right now, you're going to freak out when I tell you this. The return of the MAGA King may be coming very soon. There are new reports swirling right now that Donald Trump will announce a White House run on November the 14th. According to an Axios report, the former president Donald Trump and his campaign team are readying an official announcement on November the 14th to reveal his 2024 intentions, and it sounds like he's running. From this new report, it says former President Donald Trump's inner circle is discussing announcing the launch of a 2024 presidential campaign on November the 14th, with the official announcement possibly followed by a multi-day series of political events, according to three sources familiar with the sensitive discussions. Donald Trump and his top advisors have been signaling for weeks that a 2024 announcement is imminent. But those discussions have reached the point that allies are blocking off days in their calendars for the week after the midterms and preparing to travel. With polls pointing towards a good night for Republicans on Tuesday, Trump plans to surf the GOP's expected post-midterm excitement, euphoria, to build momentum for his own effort to retake the White House. Trump has been teasing another presidential run for months, even revealing to the New York Magazine that it wasn't a matter of if, but when the former president would make the announcement before or after the midterms. Sounds like he has made a choice, is what Axios said. Now, the former president's inner circle, apparently they say, has been working on this now for quite some time. A lot of people have been asking me, do I think Donald Trump runs? The answer is, I think yes. I think he does run, and I think he's been wanting and planning on running for quite some time. Could he change his mind? Of course he could change his mind. But it seems like the stars are aligning for him to actually run on the issues. He was a guy that said we'd secure the border. People are tired of an open border right now. That aligns with him. He said that there needs to be a war on fentanyl. People are tired of fentanyl coming across the border. That aligns with his political talking point. He's a man that says we should be energy independent. The American people are much more willing to go back to where we were with Donald Trump because they've seen what it looks like when we're not with him, with a gas price extremely high and a diesel crisis right now that we're having. That is also aligning with what he needs to win. He also talked about the government staying out of your business and lowering the deficit. Again, those are issues right now that are aligning with the Republican Party or with Donald Trump's agenda. He also says it's important to have low interest rates. And again, inflation is a problem. Both of those issues align with Donald Trump and his plan. In fact, it's what he was doing while he was the president. His campaign reelection would be a simple, basically, platform. Did you like how life was when I was in the White House? The answer for the majority of Americans is yes. Now, there's also a foreign policy issue that is going to help him significantly, and that is how we've lost our stature in the world because of Joe Biden. In fact, there's a new exclusive that's being reported this morning by CNN. Iran apparently is seeking Russia's help to bolster its nuclear program U.S. intelligence officials now believe. This coming from their exclusive reporting that Iran is seeking Russia's help to support its nuclear program. U.S. intelligence officials believe as Tehran looks for a backup plan should a lasting nuclear deal with world powers fail to materialize. The intelligence suggests that Iran has been asking Russia for help acquiring additional nuclear materials and with nuclear fuel fabrication. Sources briefed on the matter have confirmed. The fuel could help Iran power its nuclear reactors and could potentially further shorten Iran's so-called breakout time to create a nuclear weapon. Experts emphasize to CNN, however, that the nuclear proliferation risk varies depending on which reactor the fuel is used for. And it is also not clear whether Russia has agreed to help, but more than likely they have. The Kremlin has long been outwardly opposed to Iran obtaining a nuclear weapon, but maybe now it will serve their purposes. The Iranian proposals come amid an expanding partnership between Iran and Russia that in recent months has included Iran sending drones and other equipment to Russia for use in its war in Ukraine, and Moscow potentially advising Tehran on how to suppress a protest movement sweeping Iran, U.S. officials have now confirmed. Iran has said its nuclear program is only, quote, for peaceful purposes. We obviously know that's a lie. And that it formally halted its weapons program, but we also know that's a lie because the U.S. officials have stated that Iran's uranium enrichment activities have gone, quote, far beyond the parameters of the 2015 nuclear deal. And that the amount of time it would take for Iran to produce enough material for a nuclear weapon is shortened to, quote, just months. Again, all of us on the right, conservatives, warned of not doing this Iran nuclear deal because we knew they would lie, we knew they would cheat, and we knew that they were going to eventually move towards this and then hold us hostage. The Biden administration and the Obama administration, when Joe Biden was the vice president, were in favor of this, and they screwed all of us. Now we have what is months away from a nuclear Iran. Now, the Biden administration also is weak, which would go back to what I was saying about Donald Trump running. It plays into Donald Trump's hands. He was tough on Iran. He was tough on the Iran nuclear deal. He said it was a bad deal. The Biden administration immediately went back to it because it was an extension of the same plan they had when he was the vice president and that Barack Obama was the president. Now, the Biden administration is watching any new areas of cooperation between Iran and Russia with concern. That's what they say in the reports. But the reality is, what does that actually mean? It's pretty much worthless because there's no way for us to step in right now. We already have sanctions on Iran and we have sanctions on Russia. And they pretty much are laughing in the face of Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. They also said any covert Russian assistance to Iran could boost Iranian efforts to produce a nuclear weapon. And it would also mark a significant shift in Russian policy. Russia's membership to the P5+1 group of countries has been part of the negotiations to stifle Iran's nuclear program. As we have said, the JCPOA is not on the agenda. That's what the National Security Council spokesman told CNN, referring to the formal name for the Iran nuclear deal. The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, saying we have been working with partners to expose the growing ties between Iran and Russia and also hold them accountable. We will be firm in countering any cooperation that would be counter to our non-proliferation goals. Obviously, Iran doesn't care and neither does Russia right now because they know that America under the Biden leadership is really not going to do anything to stop them. The other part that's concerning about this is the Iranian mission to the UN and the Russian foreign minister are basically smiling, smirking, but not commenting when asked at the United Nations. Now, Ukraine is also alleged that Iran is seeking help from Russia. The Ukrainian President Zelensky suggested just this last week that Iran was looking to Russia to help with its nuclear program in exchange for the military assistance it has given to Moscow. The intelligence obtained by the U.S. does not indicate the existence of an explicit quid pro quo, sources have said. But Zelensky has said, make no mistake, this is obviously where we are right now. And it's clear that Iran has the drones and some of the military equipment that Russia needs in Ukraine. And that's why this trade now makes a lot of sense. Now, you look at everything that I just said and you think about Donald Trump announcing a bid. Think about how easy this is for him now. I mean, this is not hard, folks. This is really easy. You say, do you want to go back to under $2 a gallon gas? Vote for me. You want to have standing in the world? Vote for me. You want to have our adversaries fear us again? Vote for me. You want inflation to get back under control? Vote for me. You want to have the stock market being robust again? People that lost 30% plus in their 401ks? Vote for me. You want to have lower interest rates? Vote for me. In other words, if you want to go back to how great things were when I was the president, vote for me. And there's a lot of Americans right now that I think obviously are more than willing to say, yes, I want some more of that, please.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's another aspect of the Republicans winning, and this has nothing to do, by the way, with Donald Trump announcing quite possibly next week he's going to run for president again. And that is something that obviously he's going to take into a presidential announcement, but it's coming from the candidates that are running right now. And that is the issue. If the GOP does, in fact, take over the House and the Senate, it is very clear there's a mandate by the voters, because the GOP has been running on this, conservative candidates have been running on this, to investigate Joe Biden through the business dealings of James and Hunter Biden. That is picking up steam. Even on CNN, they talked about what a Republican takeover would mean, and they described it this way.
Manu, what should we be expecting if Republicans do take back the majority in the House?
Yeah, even if they do, it'll be very difficult for them to get legislation onto Joe Biden's desk enacted into law because of the problems in the United States Senate, the challenges of getting legislation through, as well as a Democrat in the White House, which is why investigations will take center stage in a Republican-led House. Republicans are already indicating their desire to look into the COVID origins, what's happening along the U.S.-Mexico border, issues with the president's family, and as Kevin McCarthy said, also what happened in Afghanistan.
If you were to be Speaker and Republicans take control of these committees, what will the hearings be centered around? I've heard the following: the collapse in Kabul. I've heard the origination of COVID. I've heard the investigation of American parents who showed up at teachers' meetings. Are those three?
Those three
among them, or would you add to that list?
Those three are among them, but we'd also add, any time you're using federal money, there needs to be a check and balance.
Now, today we're going to get some sense of where Republicans on the Judiciary Committee in the House plan to go if they do take back the majority. They do plan to release a 1,000-page report alleging political interference at the Biden Justice Department. Democrats say this is all rehashed conspiracy theories, ignoring what happened with Donald Trump. But they will have the subpoena power, Republicans, if they take the majority, Kid.
By the way, there is going to be a mandate, all right, for this to happen. And Republicans, I don't believe, are going to wuss out because they understand just how politicized the Department of Justice and the FBI has actually become. This is something they've run on. It's obvious that they're going to stick with this. They're not going to move away from it, right? They are. I mean, this is very clear. And if you want to know how bad, how scared Democrats are going into this midterm election, Oprah is now actually coming out, getting back involved in politics. The last time she was really involved was when she was the one that basically picked Barack Obama to run for the White House and Michelle Obama to be your first lady. Oprah Winfrey now understands the Democrats are in so much trouble that she has come out and backed John Fetterman over her longtime friend, Dr. Oz. Now, this was a lot of work that was put in apparently over the last several days with basically 911 calls, emergency calls from Democratic operatives that know that they needed a very big name to come in to try to save Fetterman because they're afraid that they are going to lose the Senate if Dr. Oz gets elected. Now, the other part about this is crazy is Winfrey is genuinely a longtime friend with Dr. Oz. And she jumped in the political fray when she endorsed Democratic Pennsylvania candidate Fetterman over Oz. Now, Oprah issued her endorsement of Fetterman during a virtual town hall on Thursday. This is the other reason why you know this was clearly last minute. Last minute pressure and probably phone calls that came in from Michelle and Barack Obama, even probably the President of the United States of America. She said, quote, "I said it was up to the citizens of Pennsylvania. But I would tell y'all this, if I lived in Pennsylvania, I would have already cast my vote for John Fetterman for many reasons." Fetterman celebrated the news on Twitter by running headlines, "Welcome to Team Fetterman, Oprah." Oprah Winfrey announces her support for Dr. Oz opponent John Fetterman. A Barack Obama backer, Winfrey also backed several Democratic midterm candidates during the town hall, including Florida Representative Val Demings in her bid against Marco Rubio, Nevada Senator Masto against and as well as Raphael Warnock in Georgia, Stacey Abrams, and Beto O'Rourke. Hardcore liberal Democrat Winfrey said, "Use your discernment, which seems to be missing in a lot of our country today," again mocking half of the people that made her famous. "Use your discernment and choose wisely for the democracy of our country, using the talking point of every Democrat that our democracy is at risk." Winfrey, who has been a long who's had a long history with Dr. Oz, largely stayed out of the Pennsylvania race, but endorsed Fetterman at the last minute because of the pressure from Democrats. Current polls put them at a neck and neck race, and the Republican, Dr. Oz, maintains a slim advantage in the latest polls over that Democrat, John Fetterman, and this is all because of that last big debate they had. It was a disaster for Fetterman. If you watch that debate, it's very clear that Fetterman is a guy that should not be in charge in Congress. I'm not trying to be mean. It's unfortunate that he had this stroke, but he obviously is. It's clear that he is confused. He cannot even understand what he's basically saying. He's confusing about every story that he has now. He was in an event last night telling a very confusing story just about football. Take a listen to this.
Summer of 1986. I think everyone that ever plays football in high school was, you know, at a kind of like a trade-out kind of football camp, and there wasn't any interest to have me come play here, you know.
I don't know what he was talking about, neither the people in the audience. They were trying to help him along, as you could hear there. Fetterman also confused the issue of Roe v. Wade, saying he says he supports codifying Roe v. Wade. Take a listen.
And of course, codifying Roe v. Wade.
Codifying Roe v. Wade. Did you hear that? Roe v. Roe. Listen again.
And of course, codifying Roe v. Wade.
Yes, it's not Roe v. Wade, it's Roe v. Road now. That's what we're doing. We're codifying a road here. Now, after the debate, that's when it really sank in for many people that John Fetterman could clearly not do the job. In fact, some people are angry right now because Dr. Phil said, when asked a question, "Would you get on a plane if John Fetterman was the pilot?" He said, "Hell no." And now people are saying that he's attacking someone that is handicapped, saying you should never say that. Well, the truth is, I wouldn't let him drive a car for me. I wouldn't let him do anything for me. It's unfortunate, but John Fetterman clearly cannot handle the job of being a United States senator. Fox News anchor put the new polling out there since the debate, and take a listen to this.
Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman at 48%, among voters who say that they will definitely or probably vote. Republican doctor Mehmet Oz up 1 point to 44% within the margin of error. Fetterman used closed captioning to read the questions at the debate, but he still struggled with some of his answers. He said he knew it wouldn't be easy 5 months after his stroke, but it was important to show up. Fetterman also has questions on screen during his interviews, and that was the case again at CNN. Watch this.
What do you think the biggest cause of inflation is, and should the Biden administration be doing more?
No, I just do. I think that simply is also, Leah, let's talk about the trillions in massive tax cuts to the corporate tax structure as well. True, you know, trillions of dollars that have added to the deficit, and now they still want to support those as well. True, I think in terms of being very serious about addressing inflation is making sure that those rates are brought back into a line with what they should have been. Where they're able to fight the deficit.
So with that, we bring in Joe Concha, media and politics columnist for The Hill and a Fox News contributor. Joe, good to have you here today.
Hi.
What do you think about that answer, first of all?
It's impossible to decipher. And if you, I guess, try to follow along with what he's saying that the Trump tax cuts, I believe, is what's now triggered inflation. The Trump tax cuts were passed in 2017. We're now in 2022. It just doesn't seem like, if you just take away the health issues aside, that he doesn't seem to have any really good solutions as far as tackling inflation, which is above 8%. When Joe Biden took office, it was at 1.4%. So the argument that the Trump tax cuts triggered inflation, well, they didn't for 3 years after they were enacted during the Trump administration. So if we're just looking at his perspective on policy alone, it doesn't inspire much confidence.
So now you understand why Oprah had to get involved. Now you understand why the Democrats are begging her to get involved, because they understand that the candidate on its own merit, right, John Fetterman, cannot win on his own. He's going to have some people come in and say, I know the guy really can't do the job, but the other Democrats around him will tell him how to vote. It'll be just fine. Don't worry about it. That's what they're saying in essence here. All right, but first, let me tell you real quick about my good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. You've seen what's going on in the economy and the stock market and inflation. It's just ridiculous now what's going on. So the question is, are you diversified? Are you prepared to weather this storm? Well, do you have any investments in gold and silver, precious metals? Did you know that gold and silver is actually used as a hedge against inflation? It is to diversify you so that when there are terrible days and now weeks and months on Wall Street, that your assets are diversified so that they are not affected in such a negative way. If you are not invested in gold and silver, now is the time to look at Legacy Precious Metals. Call them and they will send you a free investor's guide so that you can see what you can do with your retirement, your 401k, your IRA with gold and silver. They're the company that I use and I trust. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218. Or online at legacypminvestments.com. Also, quick reminder, please make sure you hit the share button, share a podcast, and hit that subscriber auto download button so you get this podcast every day for free.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I want to switch gears to the other part of what Election Day on Tuesday also is going to be about, and that is this. The House GOP is clearly planning on winning Tuesday and preparing to sharpen their focus on the Joe Biden business dealings. Not Hunter Biden, but really Joe Biden. And House Republicans are saying right away, because they understand this will be a mandate, they're going to waste little time jumping headfirst into probes involving the business dealings of the president and the president's son, Hunter Biden, and the Biden family, including James Biden, the brother of the president, if they win the majority. Republicans on the House Oversight Committee, the Hill newspaper reports this morning, says that the panel is set to lead the probe if the GOP formally takes control of the chamber next year. They said they are planning a press conference about their investigation into the Bidens the week after the election. They will have subpoena power. Their goal is to question whether President Biden's leadership has been impacted by his family's business dealings and to steer clear of the more salacious content on the infamous hard drive that belongs to Hunter Biden. In other words, they're saying, we don't really care about Hunter Biden. What we do care about is the president's involvement in the business dealings. Representative James Comer, the ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, who's likely to chair the panel if the GOP wins the majority, has long been preparing for hearings and advancing investigations into the Biden family businesses. Republican staff members on the panel have a copy of Hunter Biden's hard drive and have been poring over it for months. Comer, in a statement this morning to the Hill, blasted the Biden family for allegedly influence peddling and raised concerns about the deals conflicting with U.S. interests, saying, quote, if Joe Biden is compromised by his family's business schemes, it is a threat to our national security, and that will be the focus. Now, James Comer went on Fox Business Channel with Maria Bartiromo to talk about what will happen. He also demanded and said, we need a reform. We need to form a commission, he says, to examine not only the FBI, but also the DOJ for them becoming so political. Take a listen.
There is so much to look at, from the Russia collusion made-up story to the FBI protecting Hillary Clinton and her email scandal to killing and censoring the Hunter Biden laptop story. What's most important to you? What is going to be your priority? Because I want to get into this 150 suspicious activity reports that came about of the Biden family and all of their money in and out of accounts.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the facts with Hunter Biden and Jim Biden, the entire Biden crime family, as I would call it. They've been influence peddling for a decade. And Hunter Biden's committed serious crimes. As you mentioned, 150 suspicious activity reports. Those are the most severe bank violations. This is when the bank notifies the federal government that we're pretty confident our client has committed a crime. He's had multiple banks file 150 suspicious activity reports saying that we believe each instance was another act of a crime, but yet the FBI did nothing about it. And Timothy Tebow can resign from the FBI. He can refuse to answer our questions now. But in January, after the midterms, we're hopefully going to be in the majority. I will have a gavel. I will have subpoena power. Jim Jordan will have subpoena power in the Judiciary Committee. And Tim Tebow is going to be a person of great interest for both the Oversight and Judiciary Committees. Look, we need to hold people accountable in the FBI for wrongdoing. We need to set an example. Then we need to reform the FBI and move forward. But from a priority for the Oversight Committee, look, we're investigating Hunter Biden because we believe he's a national security threat, and we fear that he's compromised Joe Biden. So a lot of the bad policies, the energy policies, the foreign policies that Joe Biden has enacted that put America last, we believe this was done because he's compromised because of his family's shady business dealings with our adversaries.
How are you going to get around the fact that they just won't cooperate? That FBI agent who told us all about election integrity ordered Igor Danchenko to erase all evidence from his phone of his role in the attempted coup of President Trump. They also hid all this stuff from Devin Nunes when he was the chairman of the Intelligence Committee. He didn't know that Igor Danchenko was on the payroll. He didn't know that they were offering Christopher Steele $1 million. What are you going to do about it to get to the bottom if they keep hiding all of this stuff?
Well, we're going to use the subpoena authority They're going to be required to testify under oath. We're also going to be deposing a lot of people. This isn't just going to be centered around the usual suspects that are in the news, a lot, Tebow and Christopher Wray. This is going to include a lot of lower level people. We're already working with whistleblowers. I think we're further along than a lot of people realize with respect to trying to hold people accountable in the FBI for wrongdoing. And look, with this Hunter Biden situation, it's only getting worse. And a lot of people say, well, he, you know, his father did that interview on CNN and say, well, he straightened up. You know, he got on drugs. And he's straightened up now. But the influence peddling, Maria, predated the drug addiction. And then if you look at the story right at the beginning of the Biden administration that people forget about, he sold all that artwork for $500,000 plus. We're pretty confident that artwork went to China. And we want to know more about who bought that. So there's been misdeeds that have been that have happened with Hunter Biden in both the Obama Biden administration and the Biden administration. So we've got a lot of answers to get for the American people. We're not going to let up, but we have to have subpoena power. So these November 8th elections are crucial to be able to give the American people the answers they want. And the last thing that, you know, everyone that watches your show, Maria, they want people held accountable for wrongdoing. Seems like no one's ever held accountable for wrongdoing. We realize this in the Republican majority, and we want to focus on trying to hold people accountable in addition to fixing the problems at the FBI and with the Biden influence peddling.
Congressman, this could not be more important. The three countries that apparently have given the Biden family the most money, China, tens of millions of dollars. Russia, we know we have identified a $3.5 million check from the former mayor's wife of Moscow, who sent money to the Biden family. Ukraine, which is now getting crushed by Russia. These are the countries that Joe Biden has to make decisions about on behalf of the American people. How can he, if he's compromised and has taken all this money in? Look at this last email that was exposed by your colleague, Devin Nunes. I'm sorry, by your colleague, Daryl Issa. Daryl Issa from the Hunter laptop. And it basically shows Jim Biden trying to lobby the Qataris, saying my family could provide a wealth of introductions and business opportunities at the highest levels. And here you are telling us about the art. What arrogance. How much arrogance can one have after all of this that has been exposed in a laptop that you could actually begin becoming president and have your son do artwork and sell it to the Chinese, still continuing that influence peddling, even while he's a sitting president?
It's sickening. And again, where was the FBI on all of this? That email shows that this family was engaged in influence peddling. There's a lawsuit in Kentucky now with the president's brother where he was trying to sell his services to a healthcare startup in Nashville, Tennessee, that he could acquire seed capital from the United Arab Emirates. So it's not just China, Ukraine, Russia. It's the Middle East, too. All the places where Joe Biden's made huge mistakes, you can try back to influence peddling from his family. And that's why it's so important that we investigate Hunter Biden, because he has probably compromised this administration, and the American people deserve better.
The American people deserve better. And this is, I think, again, goes back to the mandate that I mentioned to you earlier. I think it is obvious that the American people, if they are voting for the Republicans and they are going to have this press conference, if they win the majority, they are not going to hold back if they win the majority. And they are going to immediately start in, because it's really not about Hunter Biden. It's about Joe Biden at this point. And how compromised is the United States of America right now from the Chinese? How compromised is our government, and what state secrets may they have, or what type of influence and control could they have over the Bidens? Because if this is what we had on Hunter Biden's laptop, then it's got to be pretty clear now that these countries have blackmail material over Joe Biden and over James Biden and over Hunter Biden. How tough can you really be? If you on Qatar with the deals there, how tough can you be on Russia with the deals there? How tough can you actually stand up to Russia on nuclear proliferation with Iran that I mentioned earlier? How tough can you really be in these scenarios if they own you financially? And they have the documents, because you got to understand something. If the Chinese, if it came out that China was bribing America, no one's going to go to jail from China. Right? Like, it's not going to hurt them in their country. If anything, it would be celebrated. Same with the Russians. No one in Russia is going to go to jail for this. If anything, you would be like, congratulations, we infiltrated and we were able to buy off for millions of dollars the first family. And we were able to have this influence for the last two and a half, 3 years, maybe even longer, right? Depending on how long these deals have been going. In fact, they had a lot of influence when he was the vice president. So this has been more than a decade. You've been able to control one of the top political families in America and control what happens to you and how America treats you. That's a great deal for them. So if it does come out and they did blackmail you, and let's say they just threw everything out there and said, all right, this is what you took, this is what you did, this is how this went down, is anyone really going to stop the Chinese or the Russians and say, well, you guys were bad actors? No, it's going to be celebrated. This is a trade craft for them, right? Trying to get families compromised based on dollars, and that's what the Russians were doing. That's what the Chinese were doing, and they put America in a terrible position, and the leader of the free world, Joe Biden, was in on every single bit of it. I also think Republicans have to be very smart about this, and I say this now because I want to remind them of this. You cannot make this about Hunter Biden and the naked pictures and the prostitutes and the drugs. And I think they're listening right now, and I think they understand this. This is about connecting dots to the president of the United States of America. Forget Hunter Biden, okay? Really, forget him. Look at what the business deals did for Joe Biden. How much did Joe Biden profit from these deals? That's what this needs to be all about. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. Please write us a 5-star review. It helps us reach more people on the podcast charts when people choose what they're going to listen to. That helps us get out the message. Hit that subscribe or auto download button. I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben. To get your solar generator now, you'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.